recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
"I found nirvana! I win!"
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
You know, I've never been able to really understand the hot dog eating contest at Nathan's and Coney Island, and how it just becomes this gigantic event every 4th of Farrell. I mean, your boy Joey Chestnut, he won his 15th Nathan's hot dog eating contest. He rocked 63 hot dogs and buns in the annual, you know, shove food in your face contest. And it was unbelievable. They get this chick, Miki Sudo. She had 40 hot dogs and buns to win the women's title. And she missed last year's Frank Fest because she was pregnant, having a baby. But I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you see the spectator wearing the Darth Vader mask storm the stage, disrupted the event? Protester, but Joey Chestnut had other plans. He body slammed the protester. He got him in a chokehold, and then all the contest officials scrambled and got the guy off the stage. But it was quite a scene. Another protester with a mask on snuck behind the competitors and had a huge sign out. Anyway, it was about this exposed Smithfield's Death Star. Of course, Smithfield manufactures the Nathan's hot dogs. And it didn't stop Joey Chestnut from continuing the task at hand, which was shoving more hot dogs down his fat face. It really is incredible watching this guy eat hot dogs, though. I mean, he's got it down to a science. And they finally got it back to its original location outside the Nathan's flagship shop in Coney Island. It was relocated in 20 and last year because of the pandemic. But they got it back to where it's supposed to be. And Chestnut was very happy. He said, it's beautiful to be back here. And it's a 38-year-old guy that can do what he does. He was injured. He had, showing up with he had a boot on his leg. He was on crutches, you name it. He said, "It hurts, but I was in the zone for a little bit. I just ignored it." He was in pain. And he said it cost him, you know, eating more hot dogs. Last year, the guy consumed 76 hot dogs and buns. Now, it's turned into a betting event as well, which is crazy. Sportsbook operators had Chestnut as the favorite to win with an over-under of 74.5 hot dogs. And many sportsbooks, including FanDuel, gave refunds on the over-under due to the protester interference, the guy that stormed the stage and ruined it for everybody. This chick, Sudo, she's from Tampa. She set the women's record of 48.5 wieners and buns in 2020. Then she had the kid. And the kid's name is Max. And he was born last July 8th. And now the baby got to watch his mom win her eighth Nathan's Championship. And she said, I want to set an example to do things that you love and push yourself to absolute limits. And then when things get difficult, still keep trying. And, you know, you might actually come out victorious, which she did. And bottom line is, Nathan's donated 100,000 hot dogs to the food bank for New York City. So that was a good cause. But I've never really understood it. I've never really gotten into it. I could never just sit there and watch this event unfold and watch all these people show up with their whole act and stand up on the stage and proceed to shove hot dogs down their throat with buns and soaking them in water or whatever the hell else they do. And it's disgusting, for one. And I just don't understand the fascination. I mean, what is so exciting about watching people eat hot dogs 100 miles an hour to see who can eat the most hot dogs in the, you know, scathing heat of Coney Island in New York City at Nathan's? The place gets packed with fans as if it's some kind of Wimbledon or something. I don't understand what's going on there. You just have people, you know, doing this, and you wonder, how can you do this without getting sick? How can you do this without throwing up? How can you do this without becoming an absolute enormous fat ass? I mean, how can this guy, Joey Chestnut, win this contest every single year? He goes out and he destroys the competition. It's not even entertaining anymore. The same guy wins every single year. No one can come close to him. He proceeds to win, and then he shows up every year and he still looks the same. I don't understand. How can you just like eat that much and not become like a hot air balloon? I don't understand how you can pound that many hot dogs. Because, I mean, I like hot dogs and everything. I grill hot dogs, and I like them. And we have, you know, Rick Haro's our hot dog insider on Coast to Coast. He loves a good hot dog. Mostly, I like a good hot dog when I'm golfing. I don't know what it is, but when I go golfing, I just absolutely have to have a good hot dog on a course, you know, like a really big hot dog with lots of onions and mustard. I mean, I think that's just an absolutely perfect meal while golfing. You know, when you're golfing, you're usually smoking cigars or other things, and then you're drinking a lot of beer, and then you're cussing a lot. So generally you're mad. I mean, if you have bad shots, you're mad, you're cussing, you're yelling, and it affects your other shots thereafter. So I think at some point you need to calm yourself. And I think there's a calming influence of having a delicious hot dog while under those kinds of strains, when you're, you know, stressed out and you're missing putts or you're shanking shots out of bounds and your friends are making fun of you and you're losing your temper, maybe a hot dog can be the difference in getting you back on track. But other than that, like, who sits around eating hot dogs all the time? I mean, kids do, right? Like, little kids love hot dogs. Everybody loves when mom makes them a hot dog for lunch. I mean, that's fine. Everybody knows that kids need to have a good meal, and there's nothing wrong with a hot dog. It's just the concept of eating tons of hot dogs and not hurling or getting, you know, sick or having an aneurysm or having a stroke. Like, can you really eat that many hot dogs? Is it safe? I mean, there's salt factors here. It cannot be good for you. I just don't understand how you can do that and not have ramifications. You know, like real problems from eating that many hot dogs. And then, like, this guy Chestnut, he doesn't stop there. I mean, he goes and enters all kinds of contests. He's eating wings and, you know, there's just all kinds of food eating contests that he can, like, enter and win because he's so famous from it. Can you imagine being the most famous person in the world, bar none, not even, like, close, like, as the hot dog eating champion? Like, that's your claim to fame, and that's his thing, and God bless him, he is the best. I mean, there's no questioning that. He sets the standard. He set the bar very high. But, I mean, this guy, what else does he do? I don't really, you know, you eat hot dogs and people are going to go, that's the guy that ate all the hot dogs. And then everybody gets excited. But really, how excited can you get about a guy that eats tons of hot dogs and doesn't seem to get fatter? I mean, I would think the guy would be up to 300 pounds now and, you know, having all kinds of health issues, maybe heart issues, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, bladder issues, I don't know, stomach issues, maybe even backdoor garage issues. I mean, at some point, you're going to eat all those hot dogs, right? And you're going to have to, you know, like lose them. In other words, you're going to have to go to the header. You're going to have to, you know, spend some time clearing out the old pipes, you know, getting your body back to normal. I wonder how long it takes to, like, eat that many hot dogs and, like, 63 hot dogs, and you don't have to, you know, have, like, an hour in there, like, where you go to the header for an hour, like, you're in there. I mean, it's got to go somewhere, doesn't it? I mean, don't you have to, like, clean it out? I wonder how sick they get after they eat that many hot dogs. I mean, really, like, I would hurl, I would be sick, I would be nauseous, I might even be dizzy. It may give me vertigo, eating that many hot dogs. I have never in my life eaten that many hot dogs. Like, I've had a couple hot dogs, maybe three for a max, like at a barbecue where I was drinking, and I went, like, one hot dog, and that was good and everything. And then a second hot dog is, like, really a lot. A third is, like, pushing the envelope, isn't it? And then I gotta tell you, if I really think about it, I like a bratwurst way better than I like a hot dog. I think it should be a bratwurst eating contest. And I actually don't think, with a lot of mustard on it and onions, that like Joey Chestnut or even, Mickey Sudo, I don't think either one of them could eat that many bratwurst. Like, a good Johnsonville bratwurst at a baseball game is way better than a hot dog. And I think it should be a bratwurst eating contest. I think the watered-down Nathan's hot dog is just a gross commodity when I really think of it. And I get sick and tired of it, to be honest with you. I don't care about him. I remember they tried to put that guy on my radio show once, and I said, no, I don't really care about the guy that can eat all the hot dogs. But he is the champ. Again, no one can touch him. He's the man, and he's once again proved how awesome he is at eating hot dogs. Congratulations, Joey Chestnut.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.